right, so we've got a text message from a listener, Samantha. She texted simply, "Hey guys, help settle an argument between me and my friends."
Oh boy.
"The opposite of up is down. The opposite of hot is cold. But what is the opposite of water? It's been driving us crazy. LOL."
Well, the opposite of wet is dry.
"Anyway, thank you and we love your show."
Right? I mean, water is wet.
Ice? Would that be the opposite of water?
I guess it's a solid.
Ice?
Liquid solid?
Would.
Because water's like an object.
Well, sure.
And the other words were not objects. They're descriptions.
Yeah, but they're opposite. They're opposites.
Directions. Yes, exactly.
They're opposites. So what's the opposite of water?
Well, I don't know if an actual thing has an opposite.
Hmm.
But now you can say that the quality of water is wet. The opposite's dry.
Okay.
Or it's a liquid.
Liquid.
So a solid.
Solid could be
would
it.
Would be the opposite.
So like water, the opposite of water could be ice. The opposite of water could be.
I would say ice would be the closest answer.
Dirt?
No, not dirt.
Land?
No.
The opposite of water is land?
No.
No? Why
so.
Wouldn't that be it?
I think because you're talking about the form of water, I think the opposite would be ice.
Well, that's still water, though. So
sure.
The opposite of actually water.
The form of it's different, though.
Yeah, but the actual opposite of water, wouldn't that be something solid, like land?
Well, but then they would just be solid. I don't think you can narrow it down to, like, dirt or land.
Amber from down the street texts in, says steam. The opposite of water is steam. That's a form of water. That's another form of water. So that would be just as correct, I guess, if we're accepting ice as the opposite of water.
Exactly.
Steam would be the opposite of water.
Right.
Sassy Matt says air. I guess then that is also another form of water. Am I right?
Well, yes. I mean, steam evaporates into the air.
Into the air?
I don't know if you can call it, because water technically is like an object.
I'm saying land.
That's the hill you're dying on?
I can be convinced to get off the hill.
Okay.
But right now I'm thinking, in my mind, if water is liquid, what would be liquid water?
A solid liquid?
You know, it's everything is like land, water, like
no,
land,
I'm,
water,
I
land,
am
water.
I'm way more on board with your ice answer than your land answer.
Well, you haven't even given me an answer.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. You can't.
Lisa says
fire. If I'm looking
fire.
At water as an object.
Man, Lisa and Missy and several other people are texting and saying fire could be the opposite of water. Someone else says lava.
Yeah, no, I don't think. Well, Andrew the Love Doctor agrees with you. Land. But see, look at it. Where's the water coming out of? If it's coming out of your faucet, is land the opposite of that?
What? Exactly. It's an opposite.
Are you just talking about the ocean or a lake? Like, if you're considering the source of where the water is coming from.
Why do these questions have to be so hard? And
she said
it caused division amongst my friends.
So
Look at us.
Well, I need to know, like, what their answers were. What answers did they come up with in their friend group? What did anybody Google it? Let's see what Google says.
I think someone had texted us a
of water.
Someone had texted us a screenshot that they got.
The noun, the opposite's land, is what, according to Google, Oxford Languages, that's their answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they went with the, I guess, solid versus liquid sort of argument.
Now, see, there's a Reddit thread. Is water or ice the opposite of fire?
Okay. Jasmine texts in and says the opposite of water on the elemental scale is air. Thanks.
Now then there's
Jasmine, we don't know what your credentials are, so you can't just roll in here acting like you know everything.
We don't have credentials like we're going to be able to be the definitive answer.
True, but
opposite
we don't know Jasmine's credentials either.
There's another forum. Opposite of water is not fire or earth, it's oil.
Ooh.
They don't mix.
No, they don't. Well, neither does land and water.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is a really...
Jared texts in, y'all are making my brain hurt.
I know, it's a dumb debate. It's a really dumb debate. Like, why do we need to know?
Why do we need... Well,
water's wet.
Blame Samantha.
Pick something that's dry, that's the opposite.
Samantha messaged and said her mind went to ice. Her friends all said everything from sand to milk. Milk. The wow. opposite of water is milk.
I don't think that's the right answer. Although Karen's rolling in, Siri's answer is land. So you got Google and Siri on your side with land.
All right. I mean, like I said, not necessarily the hill I'm going to die on, but
if we're talking body of water, I'm a little bit better with that. But if you're, water can be anywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it takes the form of so whatever container like it's
ice
in.
Is a better answer, no matter where you're getting the water, because it's solid.
Nah, my brain can't go there.
Water is liquid.
My brain can't go. I'm going to say no.
Leanne's invested. I know. That's all she says.
All right. I don't know if we're going to.
Invested. There's not a definitive answer.
Can we get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the phone and settle this?
Ken just says, I love Ben and Kelly's Science Corner.
Yeah, because we don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
How is this a Science Corner? We're not learning anything. And we're just arguing.
See, Brittany's rolling in with some science. Ben, water and land most certainly do mix. It's mud. That is a true statement. Fire and water do not mix.
Brittany, la 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 la. We're going through a tunnel. Can't lose this number, Brittany.
There's so many holes in your theory.
Oh, shoot. All right. Anyways,
there's
I don't know.
There's holes in all these theories.
I don't know if we're going to actually get an answer. And thanks, Samantha, for coming in with such a bold statement.
I can find an opposite of the quality of water being wet, dry.
Okay.
End of story. That's kind
but
of
water
what
itself.
See, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I we're just going to go around and just keep mowing the same grass here.
I know.
Yeah. So
and it's frustrating any way you mow it.
You're mowing it wrong. All right. Thank you, Samantha, for dividing this show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the anger this time in the morning.
It's 99.7 DJX. All right. Let's do some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Trumpus mean it's time for you laugh, you lose the gamer. Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. I believe the trophy is in whose hand this week?
I'll say yours.
Okay.
I'll say it's in your
Losers
hands.
Go first. That's sure. You.
That's me.
All right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What has more lives than a cat?
What has more lives than a cat?
A frog. Because it croaks every day.
Okay. That's where we're starting. You laugh, yep. You lose. Kelly, yep. I told a joke this morning on a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
No one laughed.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not remotely funny.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh, had to hey, be Ben. There. What?
What kind of a bee can't make up its mind?
A booby.
No.
Oh.
A maybe.
A maybe. Ah, cousin to the booby.
Exactly, probably.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you to my Uncle Joe for this one.
Uh-huh.
I bought a vinyl record yesterday called The Sound Wasps Make.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of bees. When I got home and played it, I said to myself, this doesn't sound like anything. Doesn't sound like wasp at all. Then I realized I was playing the B side.
Ah, good one, Uncle Joe.
There's an A record and there's a B side, A side, B side.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
When it rains cats and dogs, you have to be careful you don't step in a poodle.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kelly, Coldplay hasn't released a new song in years.
Yeah.
And they made two singles in one night.
They sure did.
They did.
They sure did.
Yeah.
They sure did. Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
Guy says, I might not be the best husband.
Okay.
But at least I don't go to Coldplay concerts.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I'm offended. I like Coldplay concerts.
Uh-huh. Who do you go with, Ben? Who do you go with?
That's my wife.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Kelly, if Albert Einstein was a mountain, which one would he be?
I don't know.
Mount Cleverest. Cleverest. Mount Cleverest.
Wow.
Mount Cleverest.
That's a stretch, sir. That's a stretch. Hey, Ben, fun fact.
Yes,
You know the actor that played Wilson in Castaway?
Okay.
Is the same actor from the volleyball scene in Top Gun. Bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Bet you didn't know that.
He's got a good agent.
He does have a good agent, yes.
Mm. You know, Kelly, after we left Costco and started the long walk back to the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife looked at me and asked, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm just going through a lot right now.
A parking lot, yes.
A parking lot.
A parking lot, yes. Yeah, hopefully you made it.
I was going through a lot.
Hey, Ben.
What?
What do you call a pile of cats?
What do you call a
meountain?
Pile of meountain.
Yes, okay. You call it a meountain.
It's You Laugh, You Lose is the game we're playing. Kelly, you know, the words I'm sorry and I apologize usually mean the same thing.
Mm.
Not at a funeral.
No, they do not. No, you are absolutely correct. Very different meanings.
Different meanings.
Very different,
different meanings.
I believe the different police might want to talk to you if you say I apologize. Shh. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Shh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the German word for bra?
What?
This'll stop 'em flopping.
That's good.
I speak German. I should know that.
I know. Yeah, yeah, you're great, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, you laugh, you lose. You know, Kelly, a colon can completely change the meaning of a sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, can. Yeah. Like, for example, I put the grapes, eggs, carrots in my backpack, colon, versus I put the grapes, eggs, carrots in my colon.
Correct.
Completely changes the
very
sentence.
Different. Very different.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, technically speaking, all the money I have ever spent on food has been flushed down the toilet.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Technically speaking.
All right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's the difference between an... Hey, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer? The taste.
I have a physical reaction to that one. Oh, I am not going to look at my thermometers the same way again, sir.
Oh,
you should probably label them. You should have one for each use, one for each.
Oh.
Let's label those.
Clean them off, you know.
By the way, no. Carl is very confused about what he's watching.
It's all right.
Welcome to the party, Carl. We're just glad you're here.
Welcome. All right. That's great. All right. Well, hey, there it is. You laugh, you lose. Enjoy the trophy. I don't know who lost there.
You lost at your own joke.
All right.
Because I was physically trying not to throw up.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. This is the part of the show where we give a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for you very low, so hopefully you can achieve this without doing too much today.
Yeah, you can leap over it.
Adultery, sure. Drug addiction, irreconcilable differences. Those are all generally accepted grounds for maybe a divorce, right?
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without divorcing your husband because he screwed the lids to the jars on too tight, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. We're breaking up with someone over jar lids.
Jar lids. Yeah. Now, okay, this got a lot of attention on Reddit. This lady claims she filed for divorce because her husband over-tightens all the jar lids. Now, before you jump too far, listen to everything that went down. She says, it may seem like not a big deal, but if every single jar in the house is over-tightened to the point where only he needs to be there to open them, then it's so annoying when he's not around and she can't get anything done. She confronted her husband about it many times. It would get better for a while, but then it would become an issue again. And if he wasn't home, she'd regularly just have to open a brand new jar of something just because she couldn't get their current jar open.
Okay.
She even discovered that he wasn't even, that even the jars that he would never have opened were over-tightened. Which meant he was doing it on purpose and not just out of habit. And so this is driving her crazy. She was losing sleep. She even had a breakdown where she vomited and she felt like she was having a heart attack. She was having panic attacks, right?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's not good.
And so her husband's out of town. She had to call a neighbor to come over and unscrew all the lids for her. And even he couldn't get a couple of them open.
She claims she's talked to him about it repeatedly.
Yep.
And he never once said, okay, all right, sorry.
it gets better initially, but then it slowly gets to the point.
He starts doing it again.
Yes. And she claims that when she came to her husband to say, we need a divorce, he was blindsided because, quote, there was literally no other issues. Says he suggested counseling, but she said no, because there's no point. I just literally can't get past the damn jar lids.
Okay. So, like, the counseling would have just centered around one issue.
It probably
like,
would have.
Yes. The counselor would be like, hey, can you stop screwing the lids so tight? Yeah. And then he would ask her, would you feel much better if he stopped doing that? And she'd be like, yes. And he'd be like, okay. And then, but apparently that's been a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's been a cycle where it would improve, but then he'd go back to screwing the jar lids on too tight.
Oh, this is just...
it's one of those things where you don't know how maddening, I guess, it could be until you experience it.
I mean, but here, now my brain is just looking down other lanes. Like, could they have just transferred things that they bought in jars to like Tupperware that she could open? Like, just go get some nice Pyrex with the lids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Transfer things, yes.
That makes sense, sure. Unless it's a thing where...
that has to be kept in the pantry and not a fridge.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those, and maybe it's a deeper, like, controlling sort of thing for him. Who knows?
Yeah. Some comments, of course, that are... Wayne, because it's Reddit. And so people are going to comment.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, somebody said, no, you're not getting a divorce because of jar lids. You're getting a divorce because your husband is gaslighting you for sport.
There's that.
And then somebody else said, I'm just imagining this dude sneaking into a dark kitchen every night to tighten all the jar lids while maniacally laughing.
Right.
That is just a really strange way to like attack your partner.
Right. Right.
Passive aggressively.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day, actually, this is going to be a setting the bar on both
for both
parties.
Sides.
Right, exactly. Yes. If you can manage to make it through the day without tightening the jars so much that your wife divorces you, then you're doing okay.
This should be probably more directed at him.
Yeah.
Because there is one such a problem.
Yeah, we know what it is. And
yes,
it's
we know exactly what it is. If he would have just stopped doing that, they would be still married and probably a lot happier.
Yeah, so that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. What's the silliest reason you've used to break up with someone? It's 99.7 DJX. Pickle jars and jars in general were the root of one couple's demise.
That is still so bizarre. Like, he just refused to stop. I mean, he would temporarily not do it, but then it would always go back to him just screwing on the jars, the lids to the jars too tight.
Matthew texted in, a friend of mine split up because he had a messy room.
Okay.
The messy room was the deal breaker there.
Wow.
Bailey said one word, allergies. Yes, that's right. I found out he has a peanut allergy on top of being allergic to pets and grass, all things I love. So I'll be over here eating my peanut butter and jelly while sitting on the lawn petting my cat.
Wow.
Sorry, bye boy, LOL.
Oh my gosh. That's savage. I mean,
too
you
much.
Can't help that.
Too much.
Dang.
Lisa said, boyfriend once broke up with me because his parents told him to. So there's that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Silliest reason you've used to break up with someone. Jenna, he wrote me the most vomit-worthy love poem I've ever seen.
Oh, come on now.
It wasn't even cute, just a little stalkerish. I'd only been dating him about a month at that point, and that was when I decided I was better off single for a while.
So maybe just a little too soon in the relationship.
Too much.
Maybe.
Too much.
Maybe. Oh, Kevin, she bit her fork at dinner every time. Couldn't handle it. Bit her fork.
It's like, you gotta stop.
Oh, okay.
Stop what? Stop. Like
just,
what?
Just eat the food. Bite the food.
Yeah. What's the silliest reason you've used to break up with someone?
Oh my gosh. Jaden, I drive a Toyota hatchback. My girlfriend's friend said it was a broke guy's car, and it meant I was broke.
Oh, no.
So she ditched me as I went to pick her up.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That is a silly reason.
My.
Greg, she had a lot of friends, but none of them were female. all I saw was a long list of potential rivals.
Oh, all right.
All right. Couldn't. So he had to break up with her because she had a lot of friends who were guys.
Just guy friends, yes.
Yeah.
And said, no. Nope,
interesting.
They all have to have ulterior motives. I don't need to deal with all that.
Well, yeah, he may not be too far off, but still.
Oh, wow. Bill, I wasn't ready to marry her yet. We had been dating a month. She's like, where's this going?
Where's this going? I need to know.
I the clock is ticking.
I mean, how old are you at this point, Bill? Are you in your 40s or are you in your early 20s? Like,
yeah.
There can be a difference there.
It could make a difference.
Maddie had written in and said, high school planning out the future with me, dated only for a couple days. She was in high school. Her boyfriend was already planning out the future. Like, okay, so where are we wanting to move? How many kids we going to have? When are we going to get married? She's like, okay, pump the brakes.
I gotta be honest, my high school boyfriend, we were together from eighth grade to junior year.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up, and this
that was because, one of the reasons.
Yeah, he was basically thinking we were getting married out of high school. And I kind of knew, yeah, it's not.
You're like, yeah, I'm moving away.
Yeah, I gotta go to college and like
gonna see what's happening there,
and grow up and stuff. Yeah. Bless his heart, though, he and his yellow Geo Metro drove by the house quite a bit. He had a hard time letting go.
Oh
yeah,
you left a mark on him.
Well, and then I went to prom with Ryan, who had just broken up with Stacy. And so the whole time at prom, he's crying over Stacy.
No.
It was not the best year.
I was going to say, you managed to pick him, didn't you?
And then we're not even going to talk about
Troy Mick.
Troy Mick.
Right.
Taking me to prom and then taking Heather to our after prom trip to Chicago.
Not even going to do that.
But I'm fine. I'm fine now. It's fine now.
It's fine.
It's
yeah.
All fine
Look
now.
At your life. Your life is fine. Everything worked out. Kelsey said, we were already doomed, incompatible, and on borrowed time, but I owed him a hat. So we visited a street market and he picked out one of those crocheted Rastafarian hats. The end.
And that is it.
She was
that
like,
is my cue.
That's the one you,
you
want.
You have
Go
your
buy.
Hat and I'm out.
That's
and
right.
And we're even and I'm out.
That's right. Let's settle this. I'm just going to get you that Rastafarian hat and then we can
we're
be gonna done.
We're going to close this
we're gonna
chapter.
We're going to close this chapter.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Dave. There were other reasons too. But when I tell the story, the straw that broke the camel's back was she didn't like the movie Shrek. That is one of my favorite movies. And once I found that out, bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye.
What do you mean you don't like Donkey? Shrek, Fiona.
I mean,
the dragon.
A cinematic masterpiece.
What
you
about
don't understand
the gumdrop
that?
Buttons?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's funny. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that. Silliest reason you broke up with someone on 99.7 DJX. I mean, there are super powers depicted with superheroes for decades, right?
Sure.
You've got leap tall buildings in a single bound. You've got the speed of the Flash. You've got the ability to spread spider webs with your, you know, shoot spider webs out of your arm.
Sure.
Be able to heal, be able to do all that sort of thing. These are great superpowers, right?
Of course.
So someone on social media asked people what completely useless superpowers they'd love to have. And there, like a lot of them were at least a little bit useful, but the best ones were closest to being totally useless. So like the ability to be able to cup my hands and make tiny little thunder and lightning storms that only I can see.
What?
Yeah, just cup your hands there.
That is so random.
And be like, pew, pew, and just have little thunderstorms right there in your hands.
Why do you want thunderstorms, tiny thunderstorms at your hands? I don't understand.
Obviously.
Oh, okay. Like when you're bored in a meeting.
Yeah, completely useless superpowers.
That's where we're going. Because I was kind of confused. Like, I feel like by and large, flying, like the ability to fly, is largely useless for anybody else, but kind of fun for you, right? But people are getting creative.
Yeah, so like the ability to tie both shoes to precisely the same degree of tightness.
Oh, wow.
So one is not more tight than the other.
Well, better yet, just being able to like point at it and have it tie itself would be great too.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Completely useless superpowers we're looking at here. Like the power to know exactly where any fly in the room is headed next.
Oh, yes. To help you, you know,
or to be
get
able
rid
to
of them
just,
or rehome them.
Rehome, or to be able to just point to the fly and direct it out of the house.
Yes, like, no, you go out. This is not your domain. Or, okay, so I would love the ability to magically know where everything I need in the grocery store is.
Oh, see?
That would be great.
See? Completely useless superpower, but it would be beneficial at least somewhat to you.
Yeah, exactly. It'd save me some time.
Right. Where, you know, I might say laser farts, you say something like being able to identify where in the grocery store.
Are that yeah. I need, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different.
All right. All right.
Sure.
Sure. Completely useless superpowers. Maybe teleportation.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes the same time to go any place that you would go by foot.
See, that's not helpful. I feel like that's not a superpower then.
Or the ability to be able to remember every single dream you've ever had. That might be kind of wild.
Well, it might be disturbing, too.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Here's something I would love to be able to do. And I don't know if this is completely useless or not, but the ability to be able to speak fluently with any animal.
Oh, yeah. It would be really great to kind of know. Because, again, when, like, you know, the kids are wrestling or wrestling with dad, the dogs are barking all over the place. And I have to think maybe they have conversations with each other, you know, and they're in the laundry room at night. And they're just like, these people are crazy.
Yeah.
You see how they, like, jump on each other all the time? I don't know what to I don't know what to do. When they're doing that, like
right.
They look like they're happy, but I'm not entirely sure. They're screaming.
Right. And to be able to just say, hey, guys, we're having fun here.
We're
it's all
fun.
Right.
It's
right?
fun. Don't be stressed
be able to
out.
Communicate with your animals. That
yeah.
would be a useless, but maybe
but
even
useful.
Maybe useful a little bit. Superpower. What about we got a message from a listener. How about the power to locate all missing TV remotes?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Sure. I get that,
that would be life changing for
that.
Us. And we just have one.
And somehow it winds up missing.
It's little. It's like the little Fire Stick, you know, size remote, and it never fails to get stuck in all the cracks.
That's what she said. All right, thank you. This was kind of a fun little dive down the completely useless wormhole.
Little side street.
Of superpowers.
Yeah.
Like the ability to be completely impervious to lava, which...
Wait, what?
I don't know when you'd ever need this skill.
Yeah, that's not necessarily
but just
a
knowing,
danger that I'm going to have to
right.
encounter on a regular basis, but just in case.
But just knowing that you have it, again,
yeah.
that's good.
Kind of provides a level of mental, like, force field. Like
sure.
I'm kind of invincible
yep.
against lava, so, yeah.
It's 99.7 EJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lily says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Really love your group therapy segments.
Thank you.
Maybe you can help me out here.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years, uh-huh. and for our anniversary, I want to go to Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
The problem is, my boyfriend doesn't want to go because I went there with my ex-husband for vacation years ago.
Mm.
Now, we've been divorced for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
haven't been there since,
mm-hmm.
but I loved vacationing there.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's weird to go on a vacation the same place I did with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
He said it would make him uncomfortable. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's not like we got married there.
Okay.
Is it weird to vacation the same place as you did with an ex?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to him to get him on board? Or should I just resign myself to the fact I'm never going to Clearwater?
Oh, no.
Thanks so much.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow. There's some extremes there.
There are some extremes there.
Lily's like,
sure.
I guess I'm just never going to Clearwater ever.
Bye, Clearwater. You were amazing. I guess I see his point a little bit, but come on now. You can make new memories in Clearwater. She loves the beach.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I feel like I've been to Clearwater before. And yeah, it's the place that's right outside Tampa. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. I'm on board with it now. Yeah, no, it is. It's a beautiful place. You know, part of me is like, it's weird because I am a guy. I have been in that situation where, you know, my new person is taking me to places that she's taken an ex. But
I will say this. The resort we honeymooned in, mm-hmm. I had been there before.
Did you know that? Did he know that beforehand?
I'm not sure if I was forthcoming with that information.
So maybe.
I remember
I was talking about this and you're like, yeah, you know, I went on my honeymoon with a place that I went with my ex. No big deal. Whatever. Go. And then I got to thinking, I was like, well, did your husband know?
Not sure if I was forthcoming with that information or not.
To
be honest.
Do you think that would have made a difference?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And guys can be weird about that sort of stuff.
Right.
I get it. It's like marking your territory sort of thing.
Right.
You know, it's like a male dog and having to pee on every single tree that they go by or fire
hydrant. It was about 6 years in the past. It was about the same kind of like time frame. So, I mean, it's practically a brand new place, right?
I mean,
it was beautiful. It was too beautiful, like St. Lucia. It was a golf resort.
Sure, sure.
I mean, this was perfect for my husband.
I mean, Kelly, you could ask him now if you
I don't think we need to rehash that, to be honest. I don't think we need to rehash it.
I'm just saying, water under the bridge now. What difference does it make?
Water under the bridge. Yeah. No, I did. Yeah. I don't know if my example's helping.
Yeah, I was going to say. you had a very clear side at first.
Valid point.
You had a very valid point at first until the story started to unravel a little bit. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I get it. I get her. I get where her boyfriend's coming from. But at the same time, I'm like, man, if you didn't do something or if you didn't do something or anything because of a place that you had gone, or that your new person had gone with an ex,
yeah.
Then you're limiting yourself.
Exactly.
Like, you're limiting.
That's like refusing to eat at a restaurant that you ever ate at with a date or an ex-boyfriend. Or what if that's a place where maybe your fiance proposed at a place like that?
And it's like your favorite restaurant.
Right.
It's your spot.
Are you never going to go there again because you had like a significant moment there with an ex?
Oh, man. Could you imagine walking into a restaurant where they kind of know you because you frequent it so much, and them going, "Hey, Kelly, long time no see." They're like, "Oh, who's this?"
Right,
Who do you have?
Yes,
your normal spot. My normal spot. All right, so hey, have you been in this situation? Because clearly, Kelly and I both have, and we have weird. Advice or we
by
don't...
the way, I'm getting blackmail now from people like, hey, $100, I won't ever tell Michael. Thanks, Keith. We don't need to send messages to my husband today like, hey, did you know?
Listen, I'm telling you, we could clear the air right now.
We don't need to.
We could clear the air.
Why do we need this?
We do this all the time on the radio.
It's not about me. It's about Lily. We're trying to help Lily here. Let's focus.
But it's also about us.
Let's focus.
All right. Have you been in this situation? What did you do? How did you get your significant other on board? We want to hear those stories, all right? Or, like Kelly, you didn't realize your partner had been to a spot until later.
But does it matter? You had amazing memories, right?
I want to hear those stories because maybe that'll help Kelly also. All right.
But we don't need to help me, though. It's fine. We're moving past it.
Okay.
Why haven't you hit the Tony Molino button yet?
Until you go back to St. Lucia and you're like, wow, my third time here. And he's like, what? He's like, what?
You big slut. Good for you.
That was not the right button.
Yeah.
Understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
I mean, they both kind of work, though. All right. 512-795-1997. So there's a big reason why Lily's boyfriend doesn't want to go on vacation with her to Clearwater, Florida. She loves that place, by the way. It's because she used to go there with her ex-husband. Of course, they've been divorced for 6 years. How she get him on board?
It's not that, you know, let's justify his feelings. It's like, let's push his feelings aside and let's get him on board with the trip.
let's not worry about his feelings. Let's not worry about it.
Exactly. See, Brandy says, my husband and his family go on this big camping trip to Santa Claus, Indiana every year.
Heard of
the place? Our first year together, and I went, and it was a little weird because he had just taken someone different 2 years before I went. But we go every year now. This can be my fourth year going. We just make new memories with each other and don't talk about the past.
Yeah, I will say that it was a little weird for me when I went to the spot where my wife and her family vacationed for years. And she had taken, you know, and her ex-boyfriend and her ex-boyfriend before that, you know. I mean, so it had been a spot in their family for a long time. And so it was a little bit, maybe a bit weird the first time I went, because it was like, oh, you know, I went here, or this is a great spot. You know, she's like showing me around and things like that. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, oh.
Did she have a good time with him here?
Yeah, exactly. It was like, oh.
Huh.
Okay. So did you and Dave enjoy this place too? What about you and Jacob?
And oh, but how many people did she take there?
Two.
What's happening?
Two.
Oh, wow.
I know, but you know, it's like
third time's a charm, though.
Yeah, exactly. See, I worked.
Yes,
it worked out for me.
So Chad says, I can see both sides, but as long as you're not staying in the same hotel, Airbnb, or house, and same resort that you honeymoon. Anyway, creating new memories, doing something different's okay. I would definitely refrain from bringing the ex up if you all happen to go. For example, when I came down here with such and such's name, we did this too. Just be careful with his feelings, because men are just as sensitive as women, yet they'll never admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love this little cove. This little,
oh, you know, when Tim and I were here, this same bartender made us amazing drinks too.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Oh my gosh, this is such a very secluded grotto. I know, right over here.
Stop talking.
We
right
can
now.
Kind of go there.
Stop. I we're going to a different grotto. Different grotto.
We're going to a different grotto. This is definitely a different grotto than the one I went to.
See, now Kimberly is saying, your partner has clearly communicated this situation makes him uncomfortable. Your attempt to justify your position is dismissive and borderline disrespectful.
Ooh.
Simply select another location that's still located on the Gulf, like St. Petersburg. The new location having the same beach ocean will allow you to create memories with the new partner. That's not a bad suggestion. There are many, many, many beautiful places to go on the Gulf in Florida.
Wow, I mean, in America, there's plenty of beautiful beaches.
Oh, 1,000%.
I mean,
but I'll
not
tell
just
you,
Florida.
The
I mean,
sand,
Gulf
though,
Shores, Alabama, like the, like
yes,
the Carolinas.
The Gulf side, the sand is gorgeous.
Yeah. And there are some people that are like, hey, save Clearwater for a girls' trip. Why don't you just guys like find a new spot?
That's a good idea.
You know?
That's a good idea.
Okay, if you want to be mature about it, great. If you don't, how do you get them on board? Maybe you just convince them, like, hey.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
And you say, look, I want to create these memories with you.
Yes. It's all about, I love this place, but I'll love it even more now
with
that
you
I'm
next
going to be
to me.
There with you.
Yep.
Yes. You're going to make it even more special.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I don't know if we helped or not, but, you know, that's what we're here for.
You know what? Destin is nice.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe you can go and be with Kelly and her family.
Hang out with us.
Okay.
Let's not mention St. Lucia.
That is group therapy. So let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Lauren from Cordon. Hi there, Lauren.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Lauren Stats, brown hair, drives a Jeep, been married 10 years. Keeping the spark alive, doing what she needs to do.
That's right.
Place with your husband that maybe you'd been to with an ex?
No, I have not. But actually, yes, I have, because my husband is a huge, avid outdoors person, and we go camping and take trips all the time that I'm sure he's been to with people before, but it doesn't matter because our family just makes it our own.
There you go.
See, there you go.
Lucia, for a golf resort for my honeymoon, I would not care that he had been there before.
See? All right. Thank you.
See? No worries if St. Lucia's come up before. Doesn't matter.
No worries.
No worries.
No worries.
All right. We're playing Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how it works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories when you have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready, Lauren?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
One time on the way back from a spring training game, I saw someone selling corn on the side of the road, and I got really excited. So I asked for the person driving the car if they could pull over so we could buy corn. And turns out the seller only sold by the crate, so we left that day with $30 worth of corn.
Wow.
That was a long teaser.
That was a lot to process there. So basically, she bought
$30. Was that the entire story?
Right? She bought $30 worth of corn on the side of the road. Little Kid Drunk Adult.
Oh, did she say corn?
Corn.
The entire time, I thought it was something else.
Oh, you thought it was adult?
Yes, I thought it was adult magazine. Like
something
a crate
that
of adult
rhymes with corn.
Exactly. That's a different story in my mind. Like maybe as a little kid, didn't understand what they were buying. That those look like nice magazines.
This
I'd like to buy a crate of those.
I'll take all 30 crates.
I'll take all 30.
Reminds me of the time that I found my papaw stash after he passed away when we were cleaning out his house.
Oh,
he had some vintage magazines.
I bet you could probably get a pretty penny on that on Facebook Marketplace
at this
point.
I tried to sell them on eBay, and I couldn't get nearly as much money as I thought I could.
Aw, well, that's too bad.
Yeah. We're talking about corn.
Lauren, what do you think? Was she a little kid or a drunk adult when that happened?
I'm going to say a little kid.
Little kid, all right.
Well, now, you know what? I feel like this is now that I know it's corn, drunk adult munchies.
Now that I know it's not what rhymes
with corn. I was thinking
corn.
It was little kid when I thought it was something else.
Yeah. All right, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Lauren, you're saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Oh.
Endless margaritas and spring training do not mix.
Right.
We had to throw away half the corn.
Oh, had to throw away half.
Oh, no.
Ay-yi-yi.
Oh.
All right, Lauren, 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I accidentally knocked over a glass of water at a fancy restaurant while trying to secretly fart.
Oh, that is... That's tough.
Tried to secretly fart, knocked over a glass of water at a restaurant.
I'm going to go with... Crap. I'm going to say... Little kid.
All right.
Okay, so here's my thought process. I'm thinking drunk adult because I don't think a little kid's going to hide it.
Drunk adult. You're correct.
All right.
Yep, I think the kid's not going to care about hiding it, so I feel like this is a drunk adult.
So, Lauren, you're switching your answer.
Yes, I'm switching mine.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
That was a little kid.
Oh, seriously?
Dang it.
Should have stuck with it.
Oh, sorry.
Stay with your first guess, Lauren.
I thought I had solid logic there.
So I had to fart, but I tried doing it on the down low, and somehow I got distracted and knocked over my desk water. I was so embarrassed and started crying, but the waiter kindly cleaned it up for me. But as he was walking away, I heard him say, "I think somebody at that table farted."
Oh, man.
Wow.
That is rough.
Oh, that's too tough. Oh, man. Well, at least as a kid, she knew she was trying to cover it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, let's try to get this last one right, shall we? All right.
That's my fault. I'm hinging. That was my fault.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well. All right, Lauren, last one.
I ran around the house naked and split my head open on a door frame.
Whoops. Oh,
that could go either way.
Yep. Running around naked.
That's always go either way.
Yeah.
Little kids like... naked and so do drunk adults.
I know, Lauren.
I know.
Very similar.
This is really a toss-up.
Very similar.
It's definitely a 50-50.
What are you thinking?
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay.
Yes. I'm going to hang with you on that one, drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yes.
Lauren, I hope you get at least one right.
I was a drunk adult.
There you go!
Yes!
Yeah! Drunk adult, naked, woo-hoo! Splitting his head open.
I was in college, and I was a huge sports fan, and we were watching the Final Four, and had a chance to have a winning bracket, and my roommate kept telling me it's not going to happen. I promised, if it did, I'd run around the house and outside naked. Well, they won, and I proceeded to strip down. ran around the courtyard, and I hauled back into the apartment. But when I came back in, I slipped on a rug and went headfirst into a door frame.
Ooh.
Oh!
No. Everything was going well until...
Oh.
15 stitches later, I'll never do that again.
Wow, all right.
Oh, I bet his buddies felt bad then for making him do it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Although Ben has run around the block in just his underwear, so practically the same thing.
And,
in downtown.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also did, I actually went naked in college, did that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but my underwear was around my head then.
Oh, just a great that's place for it.
Yeah, just so they couldn't identify who it was if I was put in a lineup.
Okay. Thank you for that visual.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it was me and my college buddy. We went, and then we actually got chased by campus security while we were naked. So that was...
Did you just decide to do that on a random night, or did you lose a bet, or what was the catalyst to get you there?
I mean, we might have been drinking. We might have not been. I don't know. But yeah, right. I mean, it was just, you know, we were bored.
Did the underwear on your head keep you incognito?
Yeah, that's what it was. That was the disguise.
Yeah. So anyways, all right, Lauren, hey, congrats. We're going to hook you up anyways, all right?
Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. Hang out. Thank you so much for hanging with the show here this morning. And we're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Hang on.
What a fun way to win tickets, right?
Yeah, for sure. Really? Hey, we would love to hear your story, too.
Yes, we need to know. Just give us a little bit of a teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us a voice note of you telling us all that. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
I'm just going to ask, have you ever dated an idiot?
Dated an idiot?
So
that's a strong
statement. It's a strong statement, yes. Maybe looking back now, you can go, yeah, you know what? Maybe not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but was hot.
I don't think so. I think all the guys that I dated were intelligent.
There you go. Yeah. They had great taste. You had great taste. Everything was perfect.
Right. Until they dumped me, and then it was fine.
and then whatever.
Yeah.
So someone asked Reddit for their I'm dating an idiot stories, and the number of responses is kind of mind-boggling.
Wow.
I do want to highlight a couple, though.
Okay.
One person, they put shrimp in my food to see if I'm really allergic to seafood or just being dramatic.
Wow.
It required an EpiPen and a trip to the ER.
Jeez. That's not something that you test out.
Yeah, it's like
you take someone's word when they tell you they're allergic to that, and we don't test it.
Yeah, and you know what? I understand if you're feeling some sort of way, especially if the this great person that you started dating, like, is allergic to something that you love, like seafood or peanuts or something. If they have a peanut allergy, and you're like, oh my gosh, I love peanut butter. What the heck? And you try to, how bad could it be? And you try to slip a couple peanuts into their thing. Yeah.
How bad could it be?
How bad could it
Real be? Real bad. Real bad. Let's not test that out.
By the way, if you've got an I'm dating an idiot or I dated an idiot sort of story, you can always text us 502-795-1997.
Bless their heart.
Yeah. Another guy claimed he couldn't get his girlfriend pregnant while he was on antibiotics.
Oh, boy. Oopsie daisies. Oopsie daisies.
It's okay. I'm taking Benadryl. It's fine.
It's fine. We're good. We were not good. By the way, Lisa texted, yes, Ben, I've dated an idiot. My dating history is just one never-ending group therapy. Poor Lisa. Lisa.
Another, we had a heated debate about whether or not dinosaurs were alive during the American Revolution. The girlfriend's stance was, you know, there's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Nope. We weren't there. How would we know that?
Oh, wow.
Here's another one. A guy spit gum out on the sidewalk and said, don't worry, it'll evaporate. What?
Gum?
What made him think gum would evaporate? Wow.
The I'm dating an idiot. When you realized you were dating an idiot. So this one is kind of funny, and I feel like, don't take this the wrong way, Kelly.
What? I'm already attacked. I don't even know what you're going to say. I already feel attacked. Because of the subject matter. What?
I just feel like this may have been something that could have happened to you.
What?
woman claimed the temperature in her house never changed, so she didn't understand why she was always either hot or cold. Turned out she left a sticker on her digital thermometer, and that's why it always said 72 degrees. Listen, I'm not accusing you.
I'm smarter than the thermostat, sir.
But I'll tell you, honestly,
I know how they work.
Sometimes those stickers are really lifelike.
Absolutely.
And I've been duped before, too. And it's like, oh, that's a sticker.
Especially like on the, what is that, the Google Nest? If they put like the sticker on the middle.
Yes.
And then it's clear, so you can't really tell it's a sticker. I mean, maybe. Maybe. Someone said a restaurant made their own pickles and their boyfriend told them, no, pickles grow on bushes.
No, clearly the restaurant didn't make them because...
Nope. They don't know what they're talking about.
They harvested them from bushes out back, maybe.
Exactly.
Stephanie texted us and said, I dated a guy in high school who believed Elmo was out to get him and that monsters lived in his closet.
Oh my gosh.
These are the I realized I've dated an idiot stories.
That's probably more troublesome than
a woman thought the sun and moon were the same thing. The moon is just the sun when it runs out of fuel each day.
It just gets a little dimmer.
Wow.
That's all. Have you noticed they're the same shape?
You said gets a little dimmer. I think the same could be said for her, too. All right. Well, thank you for the stories. Those are good. I'm dating an idiot stories.
Someone caught their girlfriend using Tide Pods by ripping them open and pouring them into the washing machine.
Oh, no. Don't do that. No.
It's just an extra step. It's not necessary,
not
really.
Necessary. I will be honest, and I am going to tell on myself here. I thought at first that the little pods that you put in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
You had to take them out of the packaging first.
You didn't realize that they work the same way like a Tide Pod would?
Listen. Kelly, this is before Tide Pods were even invented, okay?
Okay, all right.
You know, because the dishwasher pods have been around for a long time.
You're right.
And there was a period of my life where I thought you had to take them out of the packaging because the packaging seemed so plasticky and sealed. And I was like, well, obviously, this
is... How's the cleaning stuff going to get out?
How's it going to get out? Yeah. Man, I think maybe I could be in this list that we were talking about.
Who were you dating at the time?
I was going to say.
Say that about you.
It was Elizabeth. Elizabeth could have been like, well, I knew I married an idiot when he was individually unwrapping each one of these dishwasher pods.
The truth comes out. She married you because she knew you couldn't function on your own as an adult.
That's right. You know what? It was a charity case. There was a charity case. All right. Thank you for those.
She's such a nice woman.
It's 99.7 DJX. You faking an illness today? It's 99.7 DJX. Yesterday being a holiday, trying to squeeze a 5-day weekend out of your week. I mean, hey, I wouldn't fault you for doing that, right?
Exactly.
It's 99.7 DJX.
It should just automatically be that way. We get it.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know if you saw the story or not. It was about a week ago. Grace called out sick. Now, you know, if she had just taken PTO, didn't give an excuse, then really maybe it wouldn't even be an issue. But she said she had a doctor's appointment on that day and would need to switch her work day around and wanted to take basically a Friday off. Got busted getting on a plane for the weekend by her boss who was on the same plane.
That is not a doctor's appointment.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't think she was flying out to go to the doctor's appointment.
No, and she actually posted a TikTok, which shows a screenshot of her text conversation with her boss.
Oh,
that was like, is that you up there?
Oh, no.
They're in the plane.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, turns out my doctor relocated, so I had to go on a plane to go see him.
I mean, honestly, like, it wouldn't have been a big deal if she'd have just said, hey, I need PTO on this day, and left it at that. But it was the fact that she thought she needed to lie to say, hey, doctor, et cetera, can't work, et cetera, I don't know. And maybe she felt like she had to because that's the way her company's set up or something like that. Or maybe was
that considered like a sick day? Did she think she needed to use a sick day as opposed to just paid time off?
Yeah. Yeah. See, like a lot of companies like ours just have adopted everything to kind of PTO, like personal time off days. So whether you're sick or whether it's vacation, doesn't matter. It's your time.
It's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing. Right. Didn't always used to be that way.
And we had certain sick days that we had to like use or lose.
Right.
Which was interesting because you can't force yourself to be sick if you're not.
Right. And obviously those didn't roll over, but then it was just like we had those cases where it was like gonna be sick.
Yep.
Because you didn't have any more vacation days, but you had sick days.
Right.
And so you had
which
to say.
Which technically you can take.
Right. But it's like, oh, I'm definitely sick. Definitely not gonna be. So I wanna know. How were you busted by your boss? Either doing what Grace did.
Getting on a plane with them is a pretty big way to get busted.
Right, right. Or something else. I remember it wasn't my boss, but it was the person who covered for me. And this is when I worked at a deli. I practiced before I called this girl.
You rehearsed what you were going to say.
I did. I practiced
and how you were going to say. Did you sound
sick? I tried to. And I was like,
I'm just feeling really bad today. I can't really make it in. Can you cover me?
Yeah. Hey, Mel. My stomach is just really, I'm just feeling really bad right now.
And it was because it was like a Friday night. All my roommates wanted to go to a party. And I'm sitting there going,
that is so unfortunate. You're sick on a Friday night.
I'm like, yes, yes. This is what has to happen. Yes. I'm going to go. I'm going to call off. So I remember.
But you had to find someone to cover your shift, right?
I know. Yeah. I called and she was like, yeah, I will. But then she goes to the same party after the shift is over. And I was like, ow! And she goes, I knew you weren't sick!
Did she make fun of you for your performance?
Yeah.
You sounded really pathetic on the phone. I felt so bad for you.
So it wasn't my boss necessarily, but it definitely was the person who covered for me. So
you know what? She wins in the end because she got to like make money that day and then still got to go to the party.
Yeah. And really, I was only there maybe an hour before she was. So
yep.
Anyways. But yeah, would love to hear some of your stories. How were you busted by your boss? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. Kind of a funny moment when Grace got on a plane to go on vacation a little bit early when she had called out sick and her boss was on the same plane.
Oopsie daisies.
Whoops. Yeah. How were you busted by your boss? Got a message from a listener, got busted by the manager with the hostess in the walk-in cooler.
Oh, what was happening in there? What's going on in there?
Listen, if anybody has worked in food service, you understand what's happening in the walk-in cooler. I guess said so awkward and the boss just walked in, probably just turned around and walked right back out.
Yep.
You guys finish doing what you're doing. Make sure you sanitize everything and get out.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Got another one. My boss heard that I had been impersonating him to the area managers.
Oh, my God.
Drove over an hour to make me do my funny impersonation. And then told me never again.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's hear that impression of me.
Okay.
Do your funny impression.
That was really great.
Yep, the one that makes everybody laugh so much.
Uh-huh.
Come on, funny boy. Let's see what you got.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Another from a listener. I was supposed to be on the way back to the shop after finishing up a job. Stopped over at Bass Pro Shops. My boss was actually in there. Whoops.
Oopsie daisies.
when you're supposed to be headed back to work and you decide, you know what, I'm going to just take a detour, do a little shopping.
Quick little detour.
Yeah, just do a little.
Quick, I just got to run in here real quick. I'm on my way back.
Yeah.
But you know what? Your boss is doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, maybe. Right. Maybe your boss was.
Maybe.
Stephanie writes in and says, this did not happen to me, but somebody that I used to work with. Work part-time at one of the area gyms, and probably about 10 years ago, there was a guy that also worked there. He really wanted to go to this car show, so he called out sick, and he ended up seeing the lady who was our wellness director at the time at the same car show. He got fired after that. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Oh, well, so maybe the wellness director took time off, was on a vacation day.
Right.
And did it the proper way.
Yes, and he did the improper way and got fired. Wow, good stories. How are you busted by your boss there? 99.7 DJX. Time to play a fun little game called A Senseless Survey, and we're going to introduce you to Lucky, calling us from Madison. Hi, Lucky.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I love his name.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Lucky there in Madison. The big regatta is happening, what, next weekend? Is that what you said?
Next weekend. Y'all coming out?
Oh, you know what? That is really cool. I love Madison. It's such a great town.
Do you do anything, like, you know, personally around that? Do you, like, tailgate? Do you camp out? What do you do?
I'm going to be in the parade for my dealership this year, and then we will be on the river after that, watching the boat races.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Lucky's got black hair, drives an SUV, has a girlfriend of a year and a half, and sells cars, sells Toyotas. So there you go.
Nice.
Good deal. Lucky, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
Senseless survey. We're just going to ask you simple questions, general knowledge. I'll give you a crack at it first, but then the real question is whether or not the people we ask get it right. All right?
All right.
All right, here we go. First question.
Let's do it.
What date do we celebrate our nation's independence?
July 4th.
July 4th.
Exactly.
Sure.
I know. You're thinking these have to be trick questions,
No,
right?
They're not. They're pretty straightforward.
No.
All right. Will this person get it right?
Our independence?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? You think she's not going to know the 4th of July?
That's what he says.
Surprising people out here.
Yeah, this true. Is true.
That is true. With right. this game, you never know. I think she's going to get it right.
All right. You think she's going to get it right? Lucky, you don't think so? All right.
Our independence? Oh, that's in May, isn't it? May 31st?
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. What is May 31st? Is that our
Memorial Day? Yeah. I was going to say, is that usually Memorial Day weekend? I don't even think
it's not a set day.
Right, it's not a set day.
Oh, bless her heart,
Anyways, she got it wrong, so.
She's going to get a big surprise on July 4th when she sees all the fireworks.
She's like, wow. All right, Lucky, next one. Which president is on the $1 bill?
On the $1 bill?
Yeah, $1 bill. You ought to know this. You're in sales.
Right. Is it George Washington?
It is.
Yes, it is. It probably doesn't see, to be fair, Lucky probably doesn't see a lot of $1 bills at the car dealership. Probably mostly
Can
financing.
I pay once?
Does anybody come and say that? I've got this many dollars. Can I buy a car?
That's funny. All right, what about this person?
Oh, that's easy.
He thinks it's easy.
Is it easy?
He came in real confident. He's got it.
He's got it. All right.
He's going to know.
All right.
He's going to know. That's usually everyone's first guess anyway, right?
Oh, that's easy. Give me that George Washington all day, baby.
Give me that George Washington all day. I need that dollar bill, baby.
All right. Hey. You got it. Hey. All right. Next question. Which direction does the sun rise?
Ooh, I don't know that. Let's go with the sunrise on the east.
All right, let's go with that.
Yes, sunrise is in the east. That's in the west.
That's in the west. Ooh.
Yes.
I know. You're starting to sweat, weren't you?
You got it.
No, I was like, I'm not going to. I got to get them all right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what about this person?
What?
What? Wait, you're telling me it's the same every day?
What?
They're going to get this one wrong.
You think? Yeah, all right.
I think they're probably getting this one wrong, too.
All right, let's find out.
What? What direction? How am I supposed to know that? Like, is it south?
Is it south?
Is it south? How does anybody know that?
Yeah. No, it's definitely east, and it happens east every single day.
OMG. Right. Wow. But you know what? They're learning things.
They are learning things.
We're all learning things.
All right, one more, Lucky. One more. What wizarding school did Harry Potter attend?
Oh, no. Hogwarts?
Oh!
Yes! Oh! Now, listen, this may not be as general knowledge as where does the sun rise.
Kelly, would you have known this?
I do because I'm aware of the Harry Potter world, but not everybody is a Harry Potter fan.
This is true.
Yeah,
I'm not a Potter fan, but, you know, I've got a bunch of people that are, so I kind of hear it.
I was going to say, Lucky.
So you're aware.
I feel like that's still general knowledge because Harry Potter's been around for 20 years. It's okay. Right. What about this person?
I love Harry.
Oh, he loves Harry Potter.
Loves Harry Potter.
He's gonna know. He's gonna know.
He's gotta know. He's gotta know.
I mean, if he rolls.
If you're any kind of a fan, you have to know, yeah, right?
You have to know. All right, let's find out.
I love Harry Potter. That's Hogwarts, of course.
Of course.
Of course. It's yes, Hogwarts. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Lucky, congratulations, buddy. You win, yeah. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, enjoy the regatta.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
That will be awesome.
Oh, hi, Willow.
Cool. All right, Lucky. Well, I guess that's all we got.
Well, that's all I have in my brain to say.
Well, honey, let's go to bed so these nice people can leave. All right, Lucky, I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. Thanks for hanging out with the show, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, hang on.
That's awesome. It's a strong way to finish up the game, right?
That's
right. We come
right.
from not having any clue that the sun came up in the same direction every
day. We're all learning things.
We're landing at Hogwarts. This is great.
We're all learning things here. Let's play a fun little game, shall we, called Senseless Survey. Hi there, Jeremy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's going on today?
You know, I'm just trying to hang out with my favorite people, Ben and Kelly. So, you know, I'm having a great day.
I love that. Stats on Jeremy. Jeremy's from Valley Station, has brown hair, drives a Ford Escape, is a technician, and has been married for how long? How long have you been married?
Ooh, we've been dating since 2002, but married in 2010.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Okay. You've got some longevity. Yeah, I was going to say you've got some longevity with her, so that's good.
Yeah, sophomore year in high school.
Oh, I love it.
Love that.
Meant to be.
All right, so we're going to do a little senseless survey. Toss very general knowledge questions your way. Give you a first crack at it. But then the real question is whether or not the people we ask on the street gets them right, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, question number one. Finish the name. Teenage Mutant Ninja blank.
That's definitely turtles.
Definitely Absolutely. Turtles.
It's not squirrels.
It's not squirrels. Not badgers.
It's not dogs.
Do you think this person will get it right?
Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Do you think that person will get it right?
You know, I have hopes, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
Really? See, I'm thinking like she sounds like she's rolling towards turtles.
Okay.
That's what I mean, feel like.
I agree, but I've seen this show before.
Got it. Yeah.
That's right.
You're right. Valid point.
A little bait and switch here, yeah. You know?
All right. Valid point.
Gotcha. All right. So, Jeremy, you're saying no. Kelly, you're saying yes.
Uh-huh. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Oh, she figured it
Came
out.
On clutch.
Dang it. Dang it.
I mean, Jeremy, you got
solid
it.
Solid logic, though.
You got it right, but you also got it wrong. So, all right. Here we go. Next one. Jack and Rose were the two main characters in what classic movie?
That's got to be Titanic.
Got to be Titanic,
right? Of course it is. You go, I go. Everybody knows that.
Okay, does this person know?
Jack and Rose?
I'm gonna say no again.
No again.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going with you on the no. I'm not confident.
Not confident he knows. All right.
Jack and Rose, is that High School Musical?
Not quite.
Oh, but that'd be amazing if it was.
Who was that? Troy
and Gabriella.
And Gabriella, yeah.
Yes. Close.
Right.
Jack and Rose.
It's close.
All right. Good job. You got that one right there, Jeremy. All right, here we go. Next question. Romaine is a type of what vegetable?
I'd say lettuce.
Lettuce, yeah.
Absolutely.
Romaine lettuce.
You got iceberg lettuce, you got romaine lettuce.
All right. Will this person know?
Romaine.
I'm just not confident this morning. I'm going to say no.
No, all right, you're going to say no.
I'm with you. No, right. I don't think she's going to get there.
I mean, lettuce, though. Romaine lettuce.
I know.
All right.
Romaine, is that a type of tomato?
You know, there is a Roma tomato.
So she's not super far off base.
So we're not going to make as much fun of her as we did with the guy with that High School Musical was
exactly.
Rose and Jack. But.
All right.
Last question.
No, how many more?
last question. What does ATM stand for?
That'd be automated teller machine.
There you go. Yes. ATM, which yes. I always find it funny that how redundant people are. Hey, I'm going to go to the ATM machine. It's like, wow.
Well,
ATM, yes. The automated teller machine. I'm going to go there.
Exactly.
They got to pull out their money.
Right. They got to get their money. All right. Does this person know?
What does ATM stand
for? What does ATM stand for?
I'm gonna change up
the whole thing. I'm gonna say yes.
Really?
I think he knows. All right.
I don't think he knows.
You don't.
He sounds a little young to know. That's what I'm.
Isn't that the place where you just get
young.
Money?
Right. Yes.
All right.
It's the money machine.
All right. Jeremy's switching up. He has confidence in our person. All right.
I do not.
All right.
What does ATM stand for? Is it automatic teller money?
Close.
Automatic teller money.
He was close.
He was my whole stuff.
See, he's the guy that says he's going to the ATM machine. He's the guy.
He is that guy. Yeah. He is that guy. Well, hey, you know what, Jeremy? They may not have gotten it right, but you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, well, stay safe. Hang on the line another quick sec. Just got to get a little bit more information from you. And thanks for hanging out with the show. Okay, Jeremy?
Sounds good.
Is the lie too big that you can't possibly roll it back? Got this message from Lily.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, this is going to sound a little bad, but I need help getting out of a lie that spiraled way too far.
Oh.
About 3 years ago, I started telling a friend that I had developed food allergies and intolerances, so I'd just bring my own food when we did dinner at her place. But the truth is, I'm not allergic to anything. The only thing I'm intolerant of is the way her cat freely walks all over her kitchen counters while she's preparing food. Grossed me out big time. Didn't want to insult her or make it awkward, so I just made up the allergy excuse.
Sure.
Well, she's been so sweet about it ever since, constantly asking about ingredients, double-checking labels, trying to make things safe for me. I feel awful every time it comes up. I never thought the lie would have this much staying power, and now I have no idea how to backtrack without looking like a terrible person.
Oh, boy.
I still don't want to eat anything prepared at her house. The cat on the counter situation has not improved. But I also don't want to keep pretending I break out in hives over gluten and dairy and whatever else I said back then. Do I come clean? Is there a gentle way to phase out the lie without hurting her feelings or outing myself as a cleanliness snob?
Okay, so she can't just all of a sudden say, hey, I'm cured, because she still has the issue of the cat and the, quote, dirty conditions. I don't know.
People can grow out of allergies.
And people can develop allergies, too. Right. I have a friend who developed a gluten allergy in her 30s.
I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened here. Like, I feel like karmically speaking.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lily, you are testing
you're
fate.
You're dancing with the devil on that
you
one,
are testing fate here.
A little bit.
Because I feel like the easy answer, if you're over the whole cat thing, is, hey, you know what? I really haven't had an issue with gluten or dairy or anything in a while, so, you know, it's fine.
She's not over the cat thing, though. That's the problem.
She just wants to change the lie now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, she also doesn't want to eat her friend's food because of the cat is still a thing.
Hey, don't worry about the cat. If you have a toilet in your house, you have bacteria and stuff floating around anyways.
We're not preparing food by the toilet, though.
No, but I'm saying if you have a toilet
it's
in your house.
Not the same thing.
As a cat walking on a counter?
Walking while you're fixing food. Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I don't have an issue with it. Of course, I have four cats.
You have a million cats. Yes.
No, it's called four. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay. Not a million. It's a million in my world. We are not cat people. I've never had cats. But I
so you don't know the joy of owning a cat?
Of them waltzing on top of the food as you prepare it.
I don't think on top of the food is accurate.
Over the food, sorry.
It just
over
sounded the like they get on the counter. That's just what it sounds like.
Yeah.
They get on the counter, and then she knows that she prepares her food on the same counter that the cats jump on.
Maybe the cat and it grosses her out. Test taster. And she's just like giving the cat a little lick of the spoon and then puts it back in.
Okay, so what? So she's wanting to change the lie Is that what I'm getting?
She feels bad lying,
right?
But the cat the reason she started the lie is still a thing.
So maybe she just
entirely
needs to say,
sure what she's asking.
I don't know. Like, how do I roll back the gluten allergy lie? Because
she says she still doesn't want to eat anything prepared at her house. So we're in the same spot.
I'm saying the only way out of it is to say why exactly it is.
Yes.
Like, hey. You know,
I don't have allergies. I just hate that your cat is on the counter when you make the food. And that's
sprinkles.
Why I don't eat it. I'm sorry.
It jumps on the counter all the time. Sprinkles. And I cannot think about eating something where the cat's...
Cat hair. I don't want to eat cat hair.
Okay.
I don't know if we say that, though. Because she's going to... either way, then her friend's going to be like, so wait, you don't have allergies?
I know.
You told me... For 3 years, you had allergies?
And I've been buying gluten-free flour. And
I've been doing all these extra steps trying to make sure you don't break out in hives. Is that what you're telling me? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I think either we're magically cured.
And you just move. You just move.
Yeah. Maybe you just move so you don't have to worry about eating at her house a lot.
Yeah, just say, oh, you know what? I got a job in Decatur, Illinois.
I'm moving to Yemen.
All right, 502-795-1997. Hey, Lily, I don't know. You just got to fess up and take the heat if that's what you're worried about.
If I'm the friend and I found out my friend lied
right? about something like
for
that
3 years and made me go through extra effort because of the lie, I'm mad.
She may not have to worry about friends after that.
Yeah, that's a lot of deception.
It is.
I mean, on the scandal scale, it's not super high, but it's longevity.
Yeah, the longevity of it. 3 years. Come on. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. What lie did you have to keep for an absurdly long time because you just couldn't?
By the way, Missy on text is saying, don't tell him. Don't tell her. Don't say anything. Mm. Keep it up.
All right.
You made your bed. You're going to have to continue laying in it.
Yep. Hey, thank you for the message, though, Lily. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. You ever have to hang on to a lie? Maybe it was a little white lie. Maybe it was just something to ease someone's conscience in the time. But then all of a sudden, you just wound up having to hang on to it way too long. Because like Lily, she messaged us that she was disgusted by the fact that her friend would cook food on the same counter that her cat would walk on. And so she was like, yeah, I got an allergy. I got a gluten.
She just brings her own food.
Dairy allergy. So I'm going to bring my own food.
And she just feels bad. She's been keeping it up for 3 years. But the cat on the counter thing is still a problem. So she still doesn't want to eat over there. So we're all like, I think you got to stick with it. Sorry. Now, we did get a suggestion on the text line. Beth says, tell the friend that her allergy doctor is starting exposure treatments and she's safe to be around cats. However, then she's going to have to tell herself it's fine to eat the food that's prepared by the cat.
Yeah, either
she's still grossed out by that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she just needs to either get over it or just continue with the lie. Leanne did say, I get it. But develop a cat allergy and cook at your house. So say, you know what? I can't even come to your house anymore because
it's gotten so bad. Yep, we just can't eat at your house. Sorry.
I have a cat allergy.
I know you love your cat. I'm not going to tell you get rid of your cat. We'll just eat at my house. It's no problem. It's no big deal.
We got a text from Tammy who said, I once told my coworker I loved her awful homemade banana bread.
Oh, no.
Salty, weird.
Ooh.
It says, now she brings me a loaf every Christmas.
Yeah.
I still say thanks and then throw it away later.
Oh, no. Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Dana says, I told a friend I was cutting back on caffeine just to avoid her terrible coffee.
No. Oh.
Now she proudly serves me decaf every time I visit. Probably not any better.
I know you don't like caffeine or you want to cut down on caffeine. So here, mm-hmm. I've made a special pot of decaf
it's
for
decaf.
You.
Decaf.
Yeah.
Just for you. I went and did the special for you.
Allie said, told my ex I just wasn't ready to move in together when really I couldn't stand his gamer chair or the smell of his apartment.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That reminds me of Lily's situation where it's like,
it does, a little bit.
It's
just your place.
Funny.
It's kind of disgusting. Yeah. Wendy, when I was in college, told my hairstylist I loved my haircut, even though it was uneven and terrible, to avoid hurting her feelings. Oh. I kept going back for 6 months.
This sounds like something you would have done.
What?
Maybe. This sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
I don't want to break up with my hairstylist. I can't.
Right. No, I can't.
How do I do it?
Keep going for 17 years.
17 years? That's all you do?
I'm joking.
Meanwhile, your hairstylist is like, is she talking about me? If you've ever styled or cut Kelly's hair in the past, you're on notice.
I'm joking. I've loved everybody that's touched my hair.
I will say, if I knew that is way too real. The hairstylist thing.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a hairstylist for a long time, mm-hmm. and then they left the salon, but I kept going back to the salon. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you didn't follow the stylist.
I didn't follow the stylist. Okay. Right. I had loyalty to the salon, not the stylist, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And my
should be loyalty to the stylist, but whatever.
I was young.
Okay. Understood.
And this person did not give me good haircuts.
Wasn't the same standard.
And I wound up found out I was wearing hats after I was going to the salon, getting my haircut. It was like two or three times.
Okay.
And then
you're like, okay, I got to find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Stop to think, where did the stylist go, and just follow the stylist? No.
Kelly, you're asking a lot. You're asking a lot of questions that I just don't have answers for.
I got it. Right. Sometimes men's brains aren't wired that way.
That's right.
Oh, stylist leaves. Let's find where stylist goes.
You know what? You say it like that.
Like a caveman, sorry.
And it makes me sound like I've got the IQ of my shoe. All right. Hey, thank you for the stories. Lily, good luck with all that. I would love to be a fly on the wall for when you tell your friend.
Oh, wait. There's one more. We got to get Scotty's in. Oh. I once told a girl I met at a wedding that I used to be a DJ in college.
Oh.
I did one gig at a frat house with an iPod.
Sure.
And she still introduces me to people as her DJ friend.
Oh, my gosh. You're gonna
He's got all the equipment.
Yeah, right. That's
and he
funny.
Mixes the music.
And then someone's like, "Hey, can I hire you?" Oh, you know what? I'm booked.
I'm booked, and you're just booked.
Oh, I'm just booked. Yeah, because I'm so popular. Yep. I'm booked.
I got a gig already.
That's funny.